Today is July 20th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover Cloudflare's new stablecoin settlement gateway for AI agents, mortgage servicer Melody Wright's foreclosure data pointing toward a Q4 credit event, and David Hunter's warning that private credit leverage now exceeds 2008-2009 levels, even as he raises his equity targets. Start with a number that should stop every credit committee in its tracks. Loss mitigation failure rates as high as 50%. That's Melody Wright's read on FHA trial payment plans right now, and it sits alongside foreclosure filings up 26% year-over-year in April and 14% in May. The broader fintech pattern here isn't just housing weakness, it's servicing capacity. Wright points out that early-stage delinquency has risen on a non-seasonal basis for four straight months in 2025. Which breaks the usual spring pattern where tax refund season lets lower-income borrowers catch up. That seasonal catch-up not happening is, in her words, the most concerning signal of this cycle. Case-Shiller data she cites shows 41 of the largest 100 markets now posting year-over-year price declines, up from 32 earlier this year and 23 last year. That's a market re-rating in real time, not a blip. Layer onto that David Hunter's macro framing. Hunter, of Contrarian Macro Advisors, describes the economy as K-shaped. More than half the population isn't participating in the expansion, and the spending that is happening is increasingly funded by savings drawdown, which he calls unsustainable. Looking at the regulatory landscape around monetary policy specifically, Hunter argues the catalyst for a severe correction, he sizes it at 70 to 80% bear market magnitude, is almost always a Fed misstep. He points to Jerome Powell's current posture and to succession chatter around Kevin Warsh, both of which prioritize inflation control over renewed quantitative easing. His concern is a mismatch. Markets may need more liquidity than a Fed still chastened by 2008 and 2009 is willing to supply quickly. Here's the tension worth sitting with. Hunter's own near-term positioning is bullish. His July letter raises index targets to Dow Jones 70,000, S&P 510,000, NASDAQ 36,000, and Russell 2,000-4,000, more than 30% upside from current levels. So you have a strategist simultaneously raising price targets and warning that systemic leverage in private credit and private equity now exceeds pre-financial crisis levels. That's not a contradiction so much as a description of late-cycle markets. Strength on the surface, leverage building underneath. And Hunter flags something structurally important. Rising consensus dismissiveness toward top concerns is, in his framing, itself a signal warranting caution, not reassurance. Now to the infrastructure side, where the more interesting long-horizon story is unfolding. Cloudflare has opened a waitlist for what's being called a monetization gateway, letting publishers charge AI agents microfees settled in stablecoins over the X402 protocol co-developed with Coinbase. Analysis presented on the Greg Eisenberg livestream frames this as an early instantiation of machine-to-machine payment infrastructure that legacy card and ACH rails simply can't serve economically. The transaction sizes are too small, the settlement needs to be too fast. The broader fintech pattern here is a 12 to 24 month strategic window. Payment networks, banks, and banking as a service platforms need to decide whether to build agent native settlement rails themselves or cede the category to stablecoin native incumbents, Cloudflare, Coinbase, Google, before the market locks in. What makes this window credible rather than theoretical is the entry cost. The same analysis estimates a 2 to 4 week discovery sprint, staffed by two full-time employees, can run $25,000 to $50,000, with a compliance gap assessment adding $15,000 to $25,000. Compare that to core banking modernization, typically priced at $50 million to $500 million, and you understand why this is being treated as a low-cost option on a potentially large payoff rather than a moonshot. Looking at the regulatory landscape here specifically, neither FinCEN nor the OCC has issued guidance on know-your-customer obligations for autonomous agents holding stored value or transacting on a principal's behalf. That gap is simultaneously a first-mover compliance risk and a regulatory arbitrage opportunity. The livestream analysis draws a direct line to the 2020 to 2023 neobank sponsor bank buildout, where consent orders hit Blue Ridge Bank and Evolve Bank and Trust. Agent wallet issuance routed through BAS and sponsor bank rails looks likely to replicate that same BSA and AML enforcement exposure. Across the Atlantic, the picture isn't better. MiCA has been fully applicable since December 2024, and the EU AI Act's high-risk system obligations phase in through 2025 to 2027, but neither currently addresses agent-held wallets. The precedent for how long these gaps persist isn't encouraging. The UK's mandatory open banking model took roughly 6 years to reach 8 million users, and comparable US frameworks remain voluntary more than a decade after PSD2. Agent KYC rules could trail real-world adoption by a similar 18 to 36-month margin. Meanwhile, capital markets are already pricing moat quality with more discipline. A stock screening analysis referenced on the Felix Friends channel gave Robinhood its maximum cash generation rating, citing a high free cash flow margin as evidence it's moved from meme stock to legitimate profitable business. A sharp contrast to Rivian's roughly negative 45% cash flow margin and quarterly burn ranging from hundreds of millions to over $1 billion. On the rail side, MasterCard's 75% gross margin earns it a maximum moat rating as an unreplicable transaction toll booth, while PayPal's gross margin has slipped to 46% under pressure from Apple Pay, Buy Now Pay Later entrants, and ShopPay. Of more than 4,300 stocks screened, only 123, 2.9%, passed all five evaluation criteria, and just 11 scored 80 or above. Worth noting, the top 10 S&P 500 constituents now represent roughly 40% of index weight, a concentration level the source compares to the dot-com era. FinTech thesis update. What changed today is the collision course between household credit stress and system leverage. Wright's servicing data, combined with roughly 7 million Save Plan student loan borrowers entering required repayment this fall, points toward compounding pressure heading into Q4 and Q1, exactly the environment Hunter says could expose leverage in private credit and private equity that already exceeds pre-crisis levels. The offsetting opportunity sits in infrastructure. Institutions piloting stablecoin settlement through X402 or Google's Agent Payments Protocol now, and inventorying proprietary data for agent access licensing, are positioning ahead of Visa, MasterCard, and Stripe, standardizing the agentic commerce market. The rails being built today may determine who captures the next decade of transaction volume, while the credit strain building underneath determines who survives long enough to use them. Watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.